Welcome back, everybody, to Off the Field Podcast, episode number 68. We got a guest with us today. I'm excited for this one. We have the Freeze, Nigel Talton himself. How are you, man?
I'm good. How are y'all?
I'm doing good. Mobo, how you doing?
I'm doing okay, man. I fractured my thumb over the weekend. Sucks. So stupid.
Now, before we jump into that, why don't you tell everybody what happened?
So... like, no bullshit. I slipped forward and I smashed my thumb against the wall.
Nice.
I didn't think it was that bad until I realized it got numb and I got a little nauseous.
That's not good.
And then spent the entire night in the ER.
Well, hopefully you heal up fast.
I hope so too. I don't be too much out of action.
And I'll tell you what we need to heal up. Nigel, feel free to participate if you want. We do weekly home run picks, so we just picked somebody in the MLB that we think is going to hit a home run for the week. We chose Schwarber and Harper last week. Both of them didn't homer.
Not a good sign at all.
We're on a cold streak. So I'm going to go with who I was going to pick last week, but I changed my mind. But I'm going to stick to it this time. I'm going to go Kyle Tucker.
Okay. I'm gonna go with Juan Soto.
Soto?
Soto. I think Soto, he's going to hit at least three this week.
All right. Nigel, you want to throw a pick out there?
I'm going with Mike Harris.
Oh, Mike Harris? Okay. All right. I like that. And now, hopefully, one of them will hit because it has been an extremely cold streak for her Off the Field Podcast. But we are here to talk to Nigel. Let's get this interview started right here. So, obviously, Nigel, there was a life before the Freeze. And if I'm correct, you ran track, right?
Yeah, I did.
So what was that journey? How long were you running track? When did you start running track? And when did you stop?
Oh, man. I was running track since probably like 2006 or 7. I was running summer track. Then I started running for my high school. Yep, my high school, my junior year. So, like, yeah, around 2006, 2007, and junior year, like, 2008. Mm. And I ran from then until probably, like, 2022, I think.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Pretty, a long time.
Quite the stretch.
Yeah.
What events did you run in track?
Indoor, I ran the 60-meter dash, and outdoor, I run the 100 and the 200, and then the relays, and sometimes the 400.
Now, I think everybody knows, obviously, you got the speed, and I read that you also broke a 23-year-old record at Iowa. I hope I'm saying this right. Iowa Wesleyan?
Yes.
And what record was that? Because I read you broke it, but they didn't say what record you broke. They just said you broke a 23-year-old record.
It was the 100-meter dash record. I don't even remember the time. I just know I ran 10:54.
Oh, damn.
Dude.
That's insane.
That's
I also read while you were running track in high school, you also played football?
Yep. I played football my freshman year, sophomore year. Well, all my years in high school, I played football. Played corner, free safety, receiver a little bit, and return.
And that didn't go beyond high school, right? You only played football in high school?
I played my freshman, sophomore year in college in Iowa.
Nice. Oh, that's awesome. So, I mean, dude, you were dominating not only on the track, on the football field as well. You already answered my question. I was going to ask what position, so you took care of that. And obviously, everyone knows the Freeze was the big thing for the Atlanta Braves. Did you grow up in Atlanta? Have you been born and raised your whole life in the Atlanta area?
I grew up in Fort Valley, like central Georgia, near Macon, Georgia.
Okay.
So in the central, but like I always been a Braves fan. So
hell yeah. I love one of the team. I think it's a minor league team or it's an independent team that's out there called the Macon Bacon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if their hat was like little strips of bacon just on the top.
Dude, they're fine. I love teams that have those funny names, and that's definitely at the top of the list, if you ask me. It's definitely got some.
I gotta ask, hold up, Nigel. What's a better team? That or the Exploding Whales?
Have you heard of the Exploding Whales?
No, I haven't.
It's oh my god, they're from Salem, Oregon. And it's If my hat was in reach, I would go get it, but it's a little whale holding like a stick of dynamite.
You gotta send me a picture of that.
Yeah. Let me see. Let me see if I can grab it. It's not too far. Bobo, go ahead and continue.
Yeah, of course. So let's see. As far as baseball goes, who were some of your favorite players growing up watching?
Growing up, my favorite was Andrew Jones.
Andrew Jones, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I got back just in time to hear that.
Yeah, no, of course.
I grabbed the hat. I'll give you a close up right here.
It's perfect.
The exploding whales. We need more teams like that. Making bacon, exploding whales. Well, you said, go
he
ahead.
had a
Go.
Savannah Bananas.
Yes, I do. It's
Yeah.
also right over there. I just saw them last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, last week. Oh, yeah. And plus, Savannah's in Georgia. Have you ever been to one of their games?
No, I haven't. I want to though.
They're a lot of fun, man.
I mean, say, I might as well meet us up in Cleveland
I mean,
later down the line.
that's quite a ways away.
Maybe it might be a bit of a might be a bit of a trip,
I was gonna
but
say you have Cali, Cleveland, Georgia.
that's why it's a midway point. No.
But yeah, we're going to Cleveland to see the Savannah Bananas and the Guardians in August. But I
Okay.
mean, he's right there in their hometown,
Yeah.
Savannah.
Oh
Like,
yeah.
how far is Savannah from you?
I think like 4 hours, 5 hours. Not that
Okay.
really far.
Cool.
I think
Definitely
it's just four.
little road trip. It's like us driving to Arizona.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, they're a lot of fun. It's nonstop action. Definitely never want to leave your seat, no matter what.
Oh no.
Let's see. I'm trying to pick up where Mobo left off. Right here. Wait, I think.
Right in the
Okay.
second part.
Yeah. I had to get caught up on my notes because I was grabbing the hat. But when did the Braves come into the picture? Because you didn't just start out racing fans. You were doing another job for the Braves before all this, right?
Yeah, I was on the grounds crew. I was still on the grounds crew when I was doing the freeze.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Nice.
I started on the grounds crew, I think in 2013
Okay.
at Turner Field.
Oh, man.
That's dope.
So before Truist became a thing, what
Yeah.
was Turner Field like? I just visited Truist last year. It's my first time ever. And I never got to see Turner Field, but I mean, obviously, I'm sure that has more of a nostalgic feel for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turner was fun though.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. I kind of miss Turner Field.
Yeah. I did hear a lot of fans saying when I was there that Turner Field was in a more convenient spot. Was
Yeah,
that true?
it was.
Yeah, I do like how I think the Braves honestly are going to start this kind of thing around all of Major League Baseball. They created their own little city
Yeah.
around the ballpark.
Yeah.
And that's just
You know,
crazy.
the Texas Rangers.
Yes,
They did that too.
they do. Yeah. I was just there also last year. And I think that's definitely going to become a thing more and more. I remember the Angels were showing concept art of the idea. But with how cheap our owner is, I don't think that's happening anytime soon. I don't
We're gonna sell the team before anything like that happens.
know if he'll sell the team. It honestly might take till he's passed on
Wow.
to get a new owner. But what is a day in the life of a grounds crew employee? Like, how does your day start? What do you do? What's the routine?
So we had you had your full-time people that stay full-time job, so they be there all day, every day. I was part-time, so I used to get there like 3 hours or 4 hours before the game, relax in the locker. We had our own locker room where we can change our clothes.
So I have a friend who just got hired by the Angels, and all the employees are in one locker room. Do you guys have your own grounds crew locker room, or are you with everybody?
We
Is
had
you?
our own grounds crew locker room.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
Damn,
Nice.
yeah,
So,
I
and
loved
then what's your guys like the role throughout the game? You got to drag the dirt every few innings, right? Replace the bases.
it. Yeah, the third and the sixth.
And then I saw a clip of you also saying your favorite was to go do third because nobody else wanted to do it, right? And you
Yeah,
enjoyed the sprint over to get it.
that's when we was at Turner Field. Like we used to sprint from like the outfield, right? Yep, the right outfield, right field,
Damn.
all the way out. But now at Truist, it's just a little trot.
Okay. Just a little nice walk on over. So, are you still
Yeah.
doing grounds crew work with the Braves right now?
No, I'm not. I'm just working at Amazon, training and acting on the side.
I saw that,
Boom.
and you check out his Instagram, everybody. It says right there, actor. So when did you start pursuing acting?
I started pursuing it hard. I think like 2016 after the Olympic trials and stuff. Because in 2009, they filmed this movie called The Crazies. It was at
Okay.
my high school. And I was an extra. It was my senior year. I remember that. And in the scene that I was in, we was like, we broke out this fence and just started running. And like, I like to run. So, and then like when I moved up here to Atlanta, like to go to school and stuff, like people's like, you should just start doing background. I was like, background. So people used to send me links. I just used to apply and then I get picked and I just been doing it for a long time now. Like I had a speaking role in a movie called My Ex Is My Next. That's my first speaking role. So right now I'm
Hell
just taking classes, trying to get more speaking roles and stuff.
yeah. Hell yeah, man.
Dude, that's
Everybody
sick.
starts somewhere. I mean, I did child acting. That's what I did. I did background roles. I was just an extra. Unfortunately, my acting was put to a stop because I was too young to make my decision. But I mean, I'd love to pick it up again one day, and I love to see that you're still pursuing it. And that means if you started in like 2016 and all these years have gone by now, you were doing that on the side of while doing the freeze as well, yeah?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's
Dude,
awesome.
that's incredible.
Yeah, it's all about the grind.
Keeping the
So
ground
let's
alive.
see. When and how did the Braves approach you to become the Freeze?
It was 2017. No, we started in 2017. I think it was. It probably was in 2017, like right before, a few months before we opened Truist Park, they came to me and like, hey, some months before, I think they came, I know they came to me and was like, hey, do you want to do a promotion? You'll be racing a fan. I was like, sure. In my head, I'm like, no fan of beat me. Like, no fan of beat me. So I was excited when they
Yeah.
told me that, but I never knew I was going to dress up like that. Like, the first race that I did for the freeze, like I didn't have no goggles on. I just had a speed suit on.
Yeah. And what I was also going to ask, because I didn't know that you were also doing grounds crew while still doing the freeze. So I
Yeah.
guess I can adjust this question now to like what changed in your work routine coming to the ballpark when you were not only a grounds crew member, but you also were doing the freeze as well.
So like we drag at the bottom of the third and the bottom of the sixth. So when I get there, they'll text me and tell me like what in and I go out. Like if I have to go out during the drag, I just told my manager. They knew I was the freeze as well. So I just used to tell, oh, I'm running at this inning, and they'll just have somebody else drag for me while I go get ready for the freeze.
Oh, that's so sick. And does the grounds crew shift continue after the race? You're right back at
Yeah, I go change and get back with my group.
it. They're like, hey, we're gonna. And were you getting double, or were you getting like a whole nother pay for doing two jobs?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice.
Of course, bro. Beating people and getting the bag for it. Oh, yeah.
Always love a little extra dough.
Oh, fun.
So let's see. Did when they approached you, you said obviously there was just a speed suit, no goggles. Eventually, it evolved into the costume that everybody knew. But did you get to offer your thoughts at all on the name or the look of the costume, or did they already have that ready to go? I already see you shaking your head.
They already had it ready to go.
If you would have had done anything differently for the suit, what would you have done?
I don't think I would have did anything. I think I would have did the way the freeze would have came out. I probably would have like had an empty refrigerator or something and coming out of refrigerator.
Because you would just be there already, right? There was no like entrance. Like you would just be ready
Yeah,
to go.
ready to go.
Do you think with something, because it grew up to such huge popularity,
Oh
you'd
yeah.
think the bigger it got, they would have done something like that, like had some entrance, even like some dry ice, like fog
No,
to
I'm
kind
thinking
of.
of that like fridge thing perfectly. Just have the fridge with like the tiniest bit of dry ice. As soon as you open it, it's just a freezer. And you just
Literally.
walk out like, yo, let's do it.
Like cut out the back or something
Yeah.
and then open the what the left field gate and then the fridge is just there and you just go bursting through.
That'd be fire.
That'd be hilarious. Momo, go ahead and carry us on.
Of course. Let me see right here. Ah, oh, let's
We're
fucking go.
at the part talking about, well, here, I'll pick it up and then you got the next one. So I did notice a few races where instead of the blue suit, it was a red suit. Was there any reason behind that? Why did they have that red suit? Was it just to change it up?
Yeah, to change it up, and then like on Fridays, the Braves wear red jerseys.
They're red alternates. That's right.
Would you have done another color if you had the chance?
Yeah.
What color would you want?
All white.
All
I was about
white.
to say, yeah, they missed out on all white or like chrome. I don't know,
Like an
you know?
ice, like an ice kind of color, like
Exactly.
freeze.
So, Nigel, how long would you say in total was your time as the freeze?
2017 till after we won the World Series.
Hey, the fact that you still got to do it as they won the World Series,
Oh yeah, dude, that
that's
must have been special.
epic. So what
And I got a ring.
I had that on
What?
here. I was gonna ask, did they give you a ring? Because I know it's for some teams they give employees rings.
Wow.
As somebody that was such a huge attraction for the fans, there I was like, there's no way they didn't give him a ring. They had to have given him a ring. That's sick, man. And so what made was it your decision to stop being the freeze?
Yeah, kinda, yeah.
Yeah, like a 50-50, I guess.
50-50.
Yeah. During your time as the freeze, you had a lot of amazing opportunities, and we'll go beat for beat with them right now. One of those times, you got to race Chad Ochocinco, former NFL wide receiver. How did you find out that was happening?
I don't even remember how I found out that that was gonna happen, but it happened.
It did. And not only that, you beat him too.
Yes.
That's pretty
Yeah.
epic, man.
Did you think before running it, do you think you were gonna get him?
I knew I was gonna get him. He was eating McDonald's.
Right before?
Right before.
Oh, he was trying to carb load. He's just he in
He came and he's like, "Oh, you're done, man."
the McFlurry just oh.
Because that was that off season? Because that was just like some offshoot thing they did for Bleacher Report.
It was during the season, but it was a the Braves didn't have a game that week, I don't think.
Okay, gotcha. Because if you watch the video, it's just empty. Nobody's at the stadium. You can tell it's like a promotional kind of thing, like they were
Yeah.
doing for Bleacher Report and Chad Ochocinco.
Yeah.
And but I mean that's just a moment right there to say you took on an NFL wide receiver and beat him at your own game. That's pretty sick. And let's see, do you have any conversations with Ochocinco that day, or was it kind of just all pretty quick?
Yeah, he was just talking a little smack. That's all.
Friendly banter, friendly banter.
And when we finally had some moments where we saw you, the freeze, in front of not just Braves fans, but some bigger stages, we saw you at the 2017 All-Star game. So I'm sure, was that your first All-Star game? Or have you been to
Yeah.
one before? Yeah, it was.
That
So
first one.
being obviously the attraction for that, did they hook you up? Did you get seats to like the whole thing, like All-Star game, home run derby?
No, it was just to the All-Star game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. At least it's something
That's
MLB.
better than nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then how many races did you do? Because I saw one video, one race. I know that one didn't go your way, the video I saw. Was that the only race you did that day, or were there
Yeah,
multiple?
that was the only race.
Okay. And then I saw another big event you attended, the London series between the Red Sox and the
It's a big
Yankees.
one too.
I saw I asked about how many races, because I saw there you won one over there, but you also lost another one. So how many were done there? Was it just
It
those
was
two?
two. I lost the first one. I won the next one.
I mean, definitely your win-loss ratio is definitely
Oh yeah.
skyrocketed with wins for
That like
sure.
100% just became like a 98.
Yeah,
Just dominating.
just a slight dink in the armor, just a little bit. But I mean, what was that like to go across the world from when this started, just as a little race going on for Braves fans, as a little in between inning action, to now going all the way to London to do this?
Man, that was a blessing. Like, I never thought the freeze would have me going across the pond. Like, with track, yeah, I could see traveling with track because I was traveling with track as well. But, like, doing the freeze, doing, like, it was a blessing. It was fun. I enjoyed myself.
And did when the Braves went to you to do this, did they know you had track experience? Is that a reason they were like, hey, this guy can run. This guy is what we're looking for this promotion?
Some of them did know I ran track. Like my manager, he knew I ran track when he hired me on the grounds crew.
How many out of all the races you've done, tons of them, what are some of your favorite moments that you can remember? Some of your favorite races?
The first race, well, not just the first race, but the race that went made the freeze go viral when the guy fell.
Yeah, I was about to say
Oh my
it.
God. He was like right before the finish, right? And he was like
Yes.
taunting, like.
That was at Kennesaw State night, and I graduated from Kennesaw, so like I
Oh,
was
hell
pumped.
yeah. Nice. Were you extra motivated? You're like, I gotta win tonight.
I was extra motivated.
Hell
That race, the All-Star game race, the London race, Ocho Cinco race. I also raced Ronald's uncle one
Oh,
time.
really?
Yes,
Wow.
that was fun.
Did you ever get an opportunity just like on an off day or off season to race against any of the Braves players?
No, I wanted to though.
I would
Nobody
say wanted the smoke. I was
they
gonna say.
wanted. Dansby always used to talk smack to me. Dansby, Ronald, Ozzie, Ender, all of them used to talk smack.
You think one time, like one of them, like even if the Braves are like, no, we don't think you should do that. I'd be like, just let me do it this one
It's
time.
a little
Like,
race.
I would love to see that because they watch you do it every homestand. Like, you think one of them would
Yeah.
be like, hey, off season, me and you.
Oh, yeah.
What, speaking of all those players, Ronald Acuna just had the craziest season last year with his 40-70, stealing 70 bags. Do you think you'd beat Ronald
In a race?
in a race? Yeah.
Oh,
Oh,
yeah.
yeah. No doubt. Do you think
No
anybody on
doubt.
that team can beat you, or do you think you smoke them all? No.
I'll
Ain't
smoke them
nobody
all.
touching the freeze. Like, it's cold,
I
man.
love that.
Hell
I
yeah.
love that, man. Braves, if you're listening, if anybody out there who can make it happen, I'd love to see that happen for you, man. I think that would be like the final payoff. I feel like that's due at some point.
Yo, yeah.
And let's see where we are. We are, man, I lost myself again. Oh, well, I did want to talk about that viral race. Just the fact that that fan thought he had it in the bag. Like, you could see him, he's going like this. He's like, let's go. I beat the freeze. And then he does like a triple take. He's like, oh my God, he's right here.
Oh my God, he's in my face.
So, and he's not the only one that's eaten dirt while he'd done these races. So, how many times would you say fans, can you recall, have just embarrassed themselves where they thought they were so close and then at the last second, you got your speed ahead?
Man, a few, to be
Yeah.
honest. Like, some people pull their hamstrings out there trying to race, man. Like,
And I don't even know if there's an official mark, but is there a mark where the fan hits where they tell you, okay, go? Or is it just kind of like on the human mouth, like, all right, go now? Like,
it's off
the
man,
signal.
I can't even remember. Is it off the, I think it's off of the music.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
I always just assumed it was some point of the outfield wall
Yeah.
that, like, once
No.
the fan crossed that, they were like, okay, you go now.
No, I'm glad it's not.
Yeah, I didn't even know. Was there a certain song for the freeze?
I can't even remember the how it goes, but it's a song that they play.
Okay. I didn't even notice that. I always thought it was just based on like a certain point.
I'm not kidding. I thought the exact same too. I thought it
Yeah.
was from the kink of the wall. Like, okay, cool.
Yeah, like maybe there's a sponsor on the wall and they're like, okay, go, or something like that. That's what I always
Oh,
assumed. What were you gonna say?
I said, oh no.
Oh. Let's see.
And
And
I'm surprised, like, you know, they made a bobblehead for you, right? If I'm not mistaken.
yeah, it was a freeze bobblehead.
I looked it up earlier. It's epic. It's the freeze suit. It's mid-run.
Yeah.
And I hope, well, obviously you got one, but did they give you multiple for like friends and family?
I got a few.
Okay, that's good. I like to
Nice.
hear that. But I mean, what's that feeling, man, to have your own bobblehead? Not one that you had to go like online and customize it yourself and pay for it for yourself. This one was because you made such an impact with what you did. They felt like you deserved one and they gave you one. So, what was that feeling like when you found out you were getting a bobblehead?
I was just, I don't know. I was speechless. Like,
Do you know where you have it in your house exactly? Do you like have it memorized where you're keeping it?
it's by my bed stand.
Oh yeah. You wake up and you're like, keep running, champ. Stay cold. Let's see. During your time, you were also, like we mentioned, lucky enough to see the Braves win the World Series. We talked about getting the World Series ring. You beat us to the punch on that one. So that ring, it looks just like that one that all the Braves players got, all the nice shine and everything.
So it's ours are different. So the players, their ring opens up.
Okay.
Doesn't open.
Ah.
It just has the A right over the
It's
top,
nice.
right?
Yeah, it's real nice.
Oh yeah, man.
Dude, that's so nice.
I'm glad that they honored the employees. I'm especially for what you did and making that such a thing all around baseball that they gave you a ring. And just to see the Braves win the World Series, not as the Freeze, but as Nigel, how was that for you growing up a Braves fan to see them do it?
It was unbelievable, to be honest, because you already know everybody say Atlanta chokes in everything they do.
I mean,
So
not too many years before was the 3-1 against the Dodgers. And
yeah.
I was rooting for you
Yeah.
guys there because I can't stand the Dodgers. So when that happened, I was like, man, I just, why? They were just one game away. And
One game.
then to get there in 2021 and go up against the team that everybody was still hating on, the Astros, like it was fresh still. The news of the Astros cheating. They really hadn't gotten backlash for it. And I'm sure everybody outside of Texas was Braves fans rooting for that to happen. And just that moment, I mean, the Jorge Soler home run, I think, is definitely a
That's electric.
huge bookmark in that World Series.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And so, did you go to the parade when they had it? What was
Yeah,
that like? I don't know if I'll ever feel that in my lifetime.
it's like being in the parade, like it just gave me goosebumps. Like you and all the fans downtown, by Truist,
Yeah.
like it was fun.
Yeah. Do you pay attention to other Atlanta sports, or is baseball just what you pay attention to the most?
Oh yeah, I love all Atlanta sports. Falcons, Braves,
How do you
the
feel
Dream.
about the Falcons draft pick this year, Michael Penix? A lot of people are giving it criticism.
Man, hey, that man get paid, so he made the right decisions. Like our opinions about them drafting a quarterback really don't matter. Those people get paid to make those decisions, so. But I see why they did it though. I think it's for the future though.
I agree. I literally was sitting at my friend's house watching the draft. I said this was going to happen because Kirk is up there in age. He is injury prone. And I was like, here's what they're going to do. They're going to do the Jordan Love treatment. They're going to sit him behind Kirk for a while, But I did not think it was going to be Penix. I thought it was going to be JJ McCarthy just because he's younger. Penix was one of the older quarterbacks coming out of the draft. And so Penix was what threw me off. I had the whole blueprint except for it being Penix. I thought McCarthy was going to be the move, but we'll see. Because if Kirk somehow plays out his 4 years, Michael Penix will be 28 by the time that contract is up. But like you said, they're the ones that get paid the big bucks to make those decisions. So they know something.
They know something we don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And so now, life after the freeze, you made such an impact doing that. What are you up to now? What are your goals for the future?
Now I'm just coaching, training athletes on speed and agility, acting.
Nice.
So now I coach fourth and fifth graders for NFL Flag on Sundays. I do that. I just signed up to be a community coach for a high school and middle school that's down the street. But in the future, I want to do something with sports. Like, I want a job in sports. Like, right now, I'm an Amazon. I work for Amazon. I'm a manager. It's kind of stressful. So, like, I want to do something I love. I don't want to feel like, oh, I'm this per a person that, like, oh, I can't wait till I retire from a job. Like, I want to do something in sports, like director of operations for a team, a recruiting assistant, director of recruiting, anything that's really with sports, like equipment manager. I can go get a certificate, whatever. But like, I want to enjoy doing something that I love. And like, I love sports. Like, it's not just football, basketball, soccer. Like, I love all sports.
I love that attitude. That's what I preached all through my college life. And I stuck to going to college for something I love. And I was lucky to find this with YouTube and build from the ground and find success. And I've seen the other side that you're talking about, of friends of my life where they didn't choose something they love. They chose, I got to go to work for money. And I got to, even though if I don't like it, at least I'm bringing in money and I come home pissed and angry because you don't like your job.
I say
And
it's even awesome that you're giving back. You know, you want to be a leader, you want to spread the wisdom that you know is going to help people excel. Like, that's awesome. Hell yeah. Are you working on any current projects regarding like your acting wise? Are you still just getting your classes in, trying to get everything gone?
I'm actually working on some projects now. Like, I'm applying to like for speaking roles, sending out and auditioning and stuff. Also coming up with a clothing line and a podcast. So I'm always busy, to be honest.
Hey, always got to grind. Oh, something's got to hit eventually. That's what I always think. You keep posting. It's all about consistency. I get a lot of fans that ask, I'm starting a YouTube channel. What do I do? What's the idea? What's the goals? Consistency is key. If you're always putting in the work, then eventually something will hit. And be energetic, be yourself, and nonstop dialogue. Make sure you're
Definitely.
talking, make sure there's no dead air. Make sure it's just entertaining. And as long as you're consistent, you don't let like a bad month bring you down and you're like, well, I guess this isn't going to work and you stop. Just keep going. You never know. That's how every content creator, everybody in this world, they start out and you build up, 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 and up. Unless you were just born into it, then you get lucky.
We all gotta thug it out.
Yeah, exactly. But, I gotta say, it was an honor talking to you, Nigel. I only came across, I found out your whole story because I was just on TikTok, and this is how crazy social media can be.
It
Like, I was on TikTok, and it's like, how do you know the freeze or Nigel? And I was like, oh, wait, okay, hold on, because I
You're
know the
like, I know
freeze.
Nigel.
Well, I know the freeze, but I was like, you know, I never like actually went into the story of who the freeze is. And then I was like, okay, let's see. His name's on this TikTok. Let's just type it in Instagram. And then I typed it in. You came up right there. And I was like, all right, look at that. I was like, let me reach out. Let me see if you'd like to be on the podcast. And it was fun getting to know you. Not everybody knows the freeze. It was fun getting to know Nigel.
Thank you. I appreciate that for real.
Yeah, man, of course. And thank you for joining us. It was fun to hear all the stories and all the opportunities that you were giving us to freeze. Everybody, go follow Nigel on Instagram. Nigel, is there anything else you want to shout out?
No, go follow me on Instagram. Coming up with a podcast. I will release the name soon. Everybody gonna
All right.
hey, I like that.
All
And
right.
also coming up with a clothing line as well. So just make sure you follow me, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter.
Sounds good. All Nigel Talton.
Yep, no stress, Talton.
Okay, sounds good. And with that, thank you so much, everybody, for watching this episode of Off the Field Podcast. Remember, we post the audio on Spotify and Apple 2 p.m.
Ladies and gentlemen, the video is up on YouTube on Fridays at 2 p.m.
Subscribe, all that good stuff. Follow our Instagram, follow Nigel on everything. And thank you for joining us, Nigel.
Thank you,
No
bro.
problem. Appreciate you.